Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And Kevin Papp, who is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, also farms south of Lake Crystal. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So last week we touched on the farm bill and the fact that it doesn't look like Congress is going to pass a farm bill before the election. But one of the things that I know is in there and is pretty important for farmers is some relief for crop insurance. Can you explain that a little bit?
You're exactly right. A farm bill does support risk management tools like crop insurance for those that grow the nation's food, fiber, and fuel. And that crop insurance, that risk management, is such an important part for me as a farmer. What it does is when I take that crop insurance out, it lets me use my crop as collateral so I can borrow the money for the inputs with that growing crop. So quite frankly, you know, crop insurance is my banker's best friend. It lets me use my crop as that collateral. We've got 12 titles or 12 parts of the farm bill. We kind of hit four of them, but it's also it's rural development, it's research, it's extension, it's organic agriculture. There's some livestock things in there. There's some trade. So a lot of those other parts of the farm bill as well. So it's really important not only just to agriculture, but all the rural communities.
What about health insurance for farmers?
Historically, about 73% of the health care costs paid today are paid by the employer. Farmers are a little different, and small businesses, self-employed, we're paying our own. And certainly, it's disproportionately affecting farmers, but also those small business folks. Two things with health insurance, it's the cost, the affordability, which is going through the roof, but also the availability of making sure that you've got a provider. We've got Farm Bureau members that actually have to drive by a brand new hospital in their community, paid by rural development funds and things like that through the Farm Bill, but have to drive by a new hospital to go to another town because that's where their provider is. And that's the only way they can get insurance. So some of these costs are just going out of the roof. It's between $2,000 up to $2,300 a month premiums just for that family of two with a high deductibility. And again, that just adds to the financial stress, the emotional strain. That's why you're seeing a lot of people involved in agriculture thinking about one of the two of you needs to go back to work with a job that has benefits. A full-time job off of the farm, I still have my responsibility on the farm, whether it's caring for the animals, raising that family, whatever it is, just another thing that adds that emotional and that anxiety to the rural financial situation.
Well, I really want to thank you, Kevin, for dropping by. It's always enlightening to talk to somebody who's right in the thick of it.
Well, appreciate the opportunity. And sometime I think we need to think about doing this, not necessarily in studio, but out in the tractor cab when we're out doing something. We'll have to do it remote.
That'd be pretty fun, actually. Kevin Papp is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau and has been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.